In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Ad maiorem gloria Dei was the great motto of today's saint. And it means nothing else that he did everything for the great glory of Almighty God. Today's feast is the great feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuit order. And as you remember, St. Ignatius, perhaps you know, was first a soldier in Spain who served his king. And he did so until he was 30 years old. And then at that time, when he was 30 years old, he was wounded as a soldier and he broke his right leg. And it was not just breaking the leg, but he reached to the point that he had to receive the last sacraments, the last rites of the church, because he was near death. And then it was at the evening of the feast of St. Peter and Paul, which is June 29th, that he saw St. Peter and Paul in a dream, restoring him to health, touching his wound. And when he woke up on the other morning, his high fever was gone and he was out of danger, although he was still lame at his leg. And during his sickness, after 3 surgeries, he asked for some books, The Life of Christ and The Life of the Saints, were brought to him. And now he started to read those books, and first, as you sometimes properly do, he read those books, The Life of Our Lord and The Life of the Saints, very distractly. And then, with profound emotion. After that, he began to treat his body with the utmost rigor and rose every night to weep over his sins. And one night, he consecrated, that means he gave himself entirely to our Blessed Lord, through the intercession of our Blessed Lady, the Refuge of Sinners, swearing inviolable fidelity to the Son of his Mother, of the Blessed Mother. And not long afterwards, to fortify him in his good resolutions, our Blessed Lady appeared to him, surrounding by light, holding in her arms our Lord as a child, and his heart purified by this vision, Ignatius made a general confession, that's a confession over all your sins of your entire life, and made a pilgrimage to Montserrat to venerate a miraculous image of our Blessed Lady. And then he spent some time in penance and fasting and so forth. And the devil made, of course, great efforts to discourage him to lead such a good life, such a life of penance and so forth. Now, after a journey to Rome and other points of pilgrimage in Italy, he went to the Holy Land, and he wished to remain there to work for the conversion of those souls, but was commanded by the enlightened provincial of the Franciscans and obedience which he joined first to return to Europe, and then he was 33 years old. So when he was 33 years old, at the age as our Lord was, he had already some companions to join him in the service of our Lord. They were united, and they lived together and served God united. And then he taught catechism and virtually reformed the entire youth of a particular city. Then when he was 37 years old, he went to France to study in the greatest poverty, eating his meals at a hospital with the poor. He was persecuted when he converted a number of young people. And then it was in Paris, this great city in France, with six young companions, that he founded his new order, the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits. And now they made a vow, a promise to Almighty God, to go to Jerusalem in absolute poverty, and if this proved impossible, which it did, to go to Rome, to the Pope, to the Vicar of our Lord, and place themselves at his position for the service of the Church and the salvation of souls. And our Lord himself promised to send Ignatius that the precious heritage of his passion would never be lacking to this order. But of course, this new order had also many enemies, and even Saint Ignatius was at some point cast into prison on suspicion of heresy. And he said to a friend who expressed his sympathy, "It is a sign that you have little love of Christ in your heart, or you would not deem it so hard to fate to be in chains for his sake." And after then, he was released, of course, of the prison, and he worked very hard for his order, to spread the order all over the place. And he died on July 31st, 1556. Now, as I told you in the beginning, the great motto of St. Ignatius was, what the Latin says, ad maiorem gloriam Dei, for the greater glory of God. And this motto should be also your motto every single day. When you do your offering, your morning offering, and you should remember during the day, whatever you do, now in vacation, when you play, or when you're back at school, when you have to do your homework, when you have to do certain jobs for your mother or your father, dishes, clean your room and so forth, that you should remember that you do everything like St. Ignatius for the glory greater of God. And then, if you do so, if you do every little thing for the greater glory of God, you will merit so many merits for heaven that when you one time die and leave this world, you will be so rich in heaven with all those merits which you merited in this life. Ad maiorem gloriam Dei, for the greater glory of God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.